You are listening to Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast, presented by Retro Hobby.
All right, we're back. Welcome, everyone, to Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast, brought to you by Retro Hobby. That's your one-stop shop for all your hobby needs. Check them out at RetroHobby.com or on YouTube and the Facebook.
Yes! Hi, Lydia! This is Jimmy and got my pal Carl here. Carl, how you doing?
Jimmy, it's good to see you. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, guys.
Well, we are the Rusty Bumper Podcast. If you've got anything wrong with your car, the phones are hot and ready to go. So what do we got? What should we do?
Lydia, you want to get right into it? You guys,
yeah, let's jump in. Let's jump into the deep end.
Well, we have a question here. And remember, you guys can record questions and email them in to jimmycarlpod@retrohobby.com. Ooh. Mm-hmm. But we have, sorry, what was that, Jimmy?
I was just going to say, we got bombed recently on the email account. We use it for a Zoom. Boy, did we get porn bombed.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
That was crazy.
Oh, there's titties. That's not, seriously. No.
And boy, you know, heterosexual porn is one thing. But when you get into the other, wow, I learned some things.
A couple eye-openers.
Some of them I might put into, you know, I might try some of the things.
Yeah, me too. That's what it's there for.
Some of the things are burned into my head that I wish weren't, but that's part of it.
Well, the fisting is real because Carl was able to do it himself. I got a pick from him later.
Well, I'm pretty severely double jointed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good skill to have, you know?
It takes a while to get it in there, but once it is, it's good.
Patience is a virtue.
Not to digress. Keep on going there. I'm sorry, Lydia.
That's all right. We just got Renee from Wyoming, Illinois here. Mm.
Hello, Renee.
Yeah, she writes, "Hey guys, and Lydia. Oh my God, I feel seen. Thank you, Renee."
Yes, she's the number one. You're number one on our call sheet.
Come on, you guys, don't make me blush. All right, she says, "My boyfriend has gotten into drifting lately." Oh boy,
and like a drifter, like when you're just moving from town to town, like the Incredible Hulk.
No, a much dangerous kind of drifting.
This is the other one.
The sliding, Amy. Like the sliding of the Japanese cars. Right, yeah. Right.
She doesn't get it. And I'm with her. I don't get the drifting either. Mm-hmm. So she thinks at first she thought this was just going to be a phase, but now he's talking about getting an angle kit. So he can get this tandem apexes with his boys. And she doesn't know what that means. Should she be worried? What is the point of drifting, you guys?
Okay. Well, Jimmy, you want me to launch
into
this?
Yeah, get right in there. I can tell by the look in your eyes, you got an answer. Go ahead, my friend.
Tandem apexing rings a real chord with me. I'm not a psychiatrist, but she may want to check his internet search history. If you find a ton of material with small Filipino boys playing volleyball, this is indicative of a much bigger problem. I'm clean as a whistle now, but you may want to really do a deep dive into his hard drive.
That's right.
You give a real specific thing to look for too, which
there's real warning signs.
But as far as drifting goes, listen, it's a good skill to have. To be able to accelerate into a turn like that. Sure, you slide into the other lane, but I am so into it. I've got a little Civic that Carl and I have tricked out. Mm-hmm. We've got a tandem Apexer on it too. And man, I drift everywhere. I never go straight now.
You're
if
good.
I drift, I'm like a sailboat. We're all tack. I'll go to the right and then I'll go to the left, and that's how I do a straight line. I'm constantly drifting. I'm never not drifting.
You guys do know the right hip replacement that I got was due to Jason drifting in the front yard. No?
Yes,
I
do.
Forgotten.
But it is fun, Lydia. You got to come drifting with me. I just drift and drift and drift. Sometimes I'll drift all the way into Salina, which is, by the way, where Retro Hobby, our sponsor, is located.
That's true.
I'll just drift down the highway. You'll just see me going sideways.
I'm just saying, Jimmy, you've got control of it. And Lydia, this is a hot button issue for her. So maybe we should show a little sensitivity and say it's not for everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. All right,
Carl. Keep your drifting the hell away from me. That's all I ask.
Wow.
Drift over there.
Well, I'm doing all the heavy lifting, damn it. Keep your drifting away from me.
Yeah, she's doing the heavy lifting and I'm doing the drifting. But we've got some boundaries. We got some boundaries now, and that's good for every relationship. Fences make good neighbors. Even though Carl just ripped down the fence between our house, and now I see everything he does on his patio.
Well.
And do you hate it?
I just didn't realize it was poop. All right, let's move on, everybody. Lydia, what do we got up next?
Oh, I think we got a caller.
Oh, Jesus.
A caller in here.
I love callers.
Do we have someone on the line?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi. Welcome to Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast.
How can we help? This is a bucket list call. I've got to say, I'm so excited. Last week, I tried calling the Christian station a couple of times. I'm not Christian. I just needed someone to talk to. So it's great to hear your voice. I've been a little shut in for a while. My name is Norma Jacobson. I am calling from Amboy, New Jersey. And I'm a big fan of all of you. Carl, I'm sorry that my name starts with a letter N, because I know you had a problem with that.
A lot of that's been taken care of, but thank you, Norma.
So thoughtful. Yeah. Wow.
Norma, if you have to. I'm very excited. Anyway, I 2 weeks ago, I had a jump start on my car. The battery didn't work. And I called AAA because it was one of their batteries. So, shouldn't.
Wow, AAA makes their own batteries.
There's
Did
a 3-year warranty on those suckers, Norma.
Yep. So
not a fan. Not a fan of AAA, but I'll go into that later.
Yeah. So they opened up my hood and they jumped my car, only to say there is rat poop on.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. Which means that there are rats in my car. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're just getting warm for the winter. I don't want the rats there. I think they're drinking the fluids. I'm worried.
They're definitely drinking the fluids. They're definitely.
And chomping, and they might chew on your cables a little bit. But listen, it's our fault. You know, we have drilled for oil. We've laid cement, and we've changed the entire ecosystem of this planet. And so we force species to take on habitats that they really weren't wired for.
Sitting on a battery would be their first choice.
Well, I don't know how it happens either, but you know, I say just get along.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and here's what a lot of people don't know is that internal temperature on top of the engine is about 325, which is a pretty nice temperature if you're cooking any kind of brisket or say a rack of babies, a baby back ribs, something like that. And a rat, or in my case, a possum, a couple months later, if you leave it in there at the right time, that meat can come out fairly tender. I don't know what your dietary restrictions are, but there's some.
I definitely have, I'm a little bit of food insecurity sometimes.
Oh, I see.
Well, for anybody else listening, it's you can wrap a pork chop in foil, and drive to the market and back and your dinner is already cooked.
Right. I'm just a little concerned because it would be sitting next to unwrapped rat poop.
The feces.
So it's the poop that's the problem.
Yes. I have an issue underlined and capitalized. Yes.
I see.
So the Lydia? Rats aren't the rats aren't the issue. It's the droppings. I'm hearing?
She's
being specific.
Okay.
Are you a gardener by any chance? Yeah. The rats are cute. But Norma, are you a gardener by any chance?
I am a gardener.
Compost area? There it is.
You bury that rat poop in the compost, and your tulips are going to shoot out like the red lipstick out of Carl's dog. You know what I mean? They'll just pop out. Boom! Of course, the red lipstick on your doggy is always out, which is and it drags behind him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. I'm not exactly sure how to eradicate the problem, but what I'm hearing you say is that you want me to live with it.
Yeah, I think it's a symbiotic approach. That's what we all have to do now that our planet's on fire until we can figure out how to get our asses to Mars, right?
We're all in this together.
Everyone likes a good brisket. You're right, Carl. And thank you so much, Lydia. Oh, it's such a Norma. Pleasure.
Oh. Norma, you're a wonderful one. I can tell you're a wonderful woman. And
ray of sunshine.
Keep going to AAA and identifying and just let them know you're an alcoholic. And it works if you work it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Lydia, what do we have?
Well, first, Carl, don't worry. I tagged Norma's email for you too.
God,
you are like a wingman.
Well, nobody should be alone. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Lydia.
We're not having that. All right. What do we have? Oh, okay. We have a recorded question that we can play here.
Oh, all right. Let her rip whenever
you're
ready. Hey,
Jimmy. Hey, Carl. This is Dora, and I had a question. I was taking my Ford Explorer to the mechanic, and he said that I needed to rotate my tires. But, like, aren't they already rotating while I'm driving? Doesn't that kind of
They're rotating constantly. This is one of the oldest tricks in the book.
Mm-hmm. It's a bait and switch.
Every time you drive.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are cars where those tires will lock up on you. And if you're like me, you just keep going until they unlock. But it's messy, it's loud, and you'll end up on your wheels and just sparks flying everywhere.
Make sure you don't go down to your rims, you know, because then you're in real trouble there.
Both in the car and in your sex life.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. No rims.
Carl, anything to help her out with this? It's just go to a different mechanic, you know?
This guy sounds like he's out of his mind. I don't trust anything he says at this point. Tires rotate when you drive, so.
Well, let me guess. You gotta change your bearings next.
Exactly.
New pistons in.
Oops, your brake pads ran out.
And here's a bill for $3,000.
You're dry on transmission fluid. It's all the things they try. And it's tough. I really feel sorry for people who don't know anything about automotive repair because how do you tell? The only way to tell
is call the experts.
That's right.
Or take Carl's online class. It's a good one if you ever want to learn.
www.whatsthatsound.com.
Yeah, and it's worth it. It's worth it. Unfortunately, he can only take it in Sri Lankan currency for some reason.
Yeah, I had a little mix up.
Well, at the end of every show, we always like to thank our listeners. You make all of this possible, and without you, we would be nowhere. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Retro Hobby, located in Salina, Kansas, home of the Rangers. They are our online retailer of diecast, model kits, and other hobby products. So get yourself over there to RetroHobby.com. And as is our druthers, we always like to end our show with a little nugget, some wisdom, whatever's on your mind, Carl.
This is the time to break out the notepads, people.
Stop, Lydia.
Nope, I'm going to let them know.
Look, we had a couple, business tips in the last few episodes. I want to do a social tip this time. If you happen to be somebody that goes to a nightclub all by yourself frequently, here's a little trick that I learned. You fake a heart attack or a choking incident early on, you'll get a crowd around you. You come out of it, everybody cheers, they pat you on the back, and you may get a couple phone numbers out of it and maybe a free drink. So, it works for me. I'd give it a shot.
And you're going to close one of these days.
Yeah. The key is, though, down the road. Carl, is you've got to let them know that you're okay before they cut a tracheotomy in you. That's the thing.
That one I let go too long. That was lesson learned. Come out of it and say, oh, no. Yeah, but yeah.
And by the way, YouTube's right. You can use fishing line to suture up your friend if in need. You got to jam that apple in, really tight. Got to get that in there.
Skin seal around it. Okay.
Thank you all so much, Lydia. We love you. We love you.
You are the best.
We know you're going through some hard times right now, but just want you to know we're there for you.
I appreciate it. You guys soften the blow.
Yeah. I'm going to bring you over a pan of lasagna tonight.
I'd love that.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
There all right. And I don't mean that. I mean that I'm being literal.
I know.
Okay, good. I wasn't trying to say, hey, I'm going to bring you over a pan of lasagna tonight.
Potato, potato.
Good night, everybody.
I've had his lasagna. Bye.
It's good.
Bye.
It is good.
Thank you for listening to Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast presented by Retro Hobby. To have your question answered on the show, be sure to send us a recording or an email to the address listed in the description. While you're at it, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you happen to be listening and share it with your friends. We'll see you next week.